Have you ever thought of God as this majestic creator of the universe? And then thought to yourself, but what about me? Does he know me? We're learning about something fishy this week, lessons from a fish. And we're going to start at the end of John chapter 21 today. It's the same miracle Jesus started his ministry with. We see the disciples have also been fishing all night. They're despondent. Jesus has died. They don't know what's going on. And Jesus rocks up on the beach, tells them to throw their net on the other side. Peter recognizes Jesus, grabs his cloak, and jumps into the water to meet Jesus on the beach. Let's pick up together in verse 8 where it says, "But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards away, dragging the net full of fish. So when they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire already laid and fish placed on it and bread. Jesus said to them, 'Bring some of the fish which you have now caught.'" What a beautiful picture. For me, this is so special because not only is Jesus in the miraculous, it says there that day that they caught 153 large fish. Jesus is a miracle working God. But then what does he do? He builds a braai. Yes, Jesus loves braais. And he gets the fish ready and the bread. Why? Because meals in those days were a sign of covenant, of friendship, of fellowship, and a sign that he wanted to be intimate with them. You know, throughout the Bible, Jesus had meals with very specific people. Even the night before he was crucified, he had a meal. Even with old wee little Zacchaeus, he had a meal with him. Jesus is not only concerned about the big miracles, but he's concerned about you and I. You know, David asked the same question in Psalm 8 when he said, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you take thought of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" I want to tell you this morning, your big God, the God who made heaven and earth, who makes fish multiply, looks and he sees you. He cares about you. He wants to have that fish and that bread with you, that intimate time. He knows every hair on your head. He thinks about you more than the grains of sand on the seashore. Jesus is calling you to know that he wants to have that intimacy with you. Won't you allow him to have that today? Won't you sit with him? Won't you chat to him? Won't you share your heart and allow him to remind you his heart towards you? Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.